Paul Azus for CNN 10. We had some tragic news coming out of the U.S. state of Texas as we produced today's show. There was a shooting Tuesday in the city of Uvalde. It happened at an elementary school. Officials say at least 18 students and two adults were killed and that the suspected shooter is also dead. Several others were treated at a local hospital. We didn't know how many when we produced this show. Texas Governor Greg Abbott called on people to show unwavering support for those who were suffering, and U.S. President Joe Biden was scheduled to address the nation last night. CNN.com will have updated information on all of this. Next, we're taking you to two island countries on opposite sides of the Northern Hemisphere. Tens of thousands of Cubans are leaving their nation. It's currently dealing with runaway inflation, prices around 70% higher at the end of last year than they were the year before, and the communist country is seeing its worst shortages of food and medicine in decades. The COVID pandemic hurt Cuba's tourism industry. The country's getting less oil from its ally Venezuela, which is having trouble producing enough oil for itself. And for years, the U.S. has imposed sanctions, economic penalties on Cuba to pressure its government to make changes. As Cubans protested last year over shortages, power outages, and a lack of freedoms, their government blamed the United States for trying to overturn Cuba's communist rule. The critics of Cuba's leaders say they try to take advantage of their country's economic problems and exodus of migrants to pressure the U.S. government. American officials say the number of Cubans trying to enter the U.S. is increasing exponentially. Meanwhile, the island nation of Sri Lanka is also dealing with shortages of fuel and food. The inflation rate in this presidential republic is more than 33% higher than it was last year at this time.
If you drive through Sri Lanka's capital, Colombo, you'll spot hundreds of people standing in multiple queues, hoping to take home fuel and gas from collection points. For months, there's been an acute shortage of essential commodities. In a new low for the country, Sri Lanka defaulted on its debts Thursday. We speak to people in Colombo about the impact the country's worst economic crisis has had on their lives. 36-year-old Thuvan, an auto rickshaw driver, has spent two nights at this gas station in central Colombo. It's been an endless wait to refuel his three-wheeler. Petrol pumps are all but dry across the city. About 5 kilometers or 3 miles away from Thuvan's home, Sagarika Samanthi can barely sit in this 30-inch wide balcony where she cooks the day's meals. She uses coconut husk, paper and kerosene to get the firewood stove started.
Since the 30th of April, there's been no cooking gas. We're now using a firewood stove.
Earlier, Sagarika would cook three meals a day on a gas stove. It's now down to one. Weeks of protests forced all the Rajapaksas except the president to step down from senior government posts. On Monday, Sri Lanka's new Prime Minister Wickremasinghe warned that things will only get worse before getting any better. 4 days later, and for the first time in its history, the country defaulted on its debt.
10-second trivia. What U.S. state traditionally holds the first primary or caucus in a presidential election year? New Hampshire, Iowa, Washington, or Virginia? Every 4 years, Iowa usually holds the first caucus in the nation. Though this isn't a presidential election year in America, primaries have still been going on, starting on the first Tuesday of this month, and what they do is determine which candidates appear on the ballots this November. It's a midterm election year. Americans will be choosing all 435 voting members of the U.S. House of Representatives. They'll be deciding on 34 seats in the 100-member Senate. They'll be picking governors in 36 states, and a slew of politicians for state and local races will also be on the ballots in the midterm elections. In the primaries, voters can whittle down a list of candidates who are running. For example, if several Republicans or several Democrats are all trying to win the same seat, a primary in the spring can decide which one candidate from each party gets on the ballot in the fall. There's a lot at stake in the midterms. Control of Congress is one of the biggest headlines, so the election season that's in full swing now will decide the House and Senate makeup until at least the next election in 2 years. Next, we're going to the Himalayas. Himlung Himal is a mountain in Nepal. It's more than 23,000 feet above sea level. That makes it thousands of feet higher than Mount Kilimanjaro or Mount Rainier. And a record was recently achieved on Himlung Himal by a climber with a spinal cord injury, even though his team didn't reach its summit.
It rendered me completely paralyzed from the shoulders down. And I had no movement or sensation returned for quite a long time, for well over a week. And I was told that I was never going to walk again. But I got very lucky, and there was enough of my spinal cord still attached that I started to make a recovery. And at the 12-month mark, I wanted to set myself a challenge. I knew that if I put a goal in place, then hopefully I'd be able to keep motivated to do my rehab. I said I wanted to climb Snowdon. I was still using two crutches and still very much disabled. It posed a big enough challenge, and I opened it up to anyone who wanted to come and join in, expecting just a few people to turn up, but there were 70 people on the start line who I didn't even know, who'd come for their own different reasons. Got hooked on mountains after that. I was just looking for the next highest one and the next highest one. And yeah, 4 years later, I find myself in the Himalayas. We had to get to over 6,500 meters. And we spent 2 weeks actually on the mountain itself in the most sort of remote places you could imagine. No electricity. Like one day we had leftovers of a yak that had been killed by a snow leopard. We got to about 6,800 meters, which is obviously a new record, but we had to turn around to come back. And by the time we got back down, the snow conditions had changed. Our guide fell through a crevasse, but then we called for a helicopter rescue, and the helicopters can't fly at night in Nepal because they can't fly above the height of the mountain. So we called them at 6 p.m. and they said, sorry, you're going to have to wait till morning. So we basically had to dig in and survive a night on the mountain at anywhere between minus 20 and minus 30 degrees without tents, without having eaten or drunk for nearly 24 hours. It's one of those things that you wouldn't choose to repeat, but don't regret. Just being outside in nature, I think, is incredibly rewarding, incredibly healing. I found that it's helped me recover mentally and deal with the change that I've gone through. I was resuscitated three times, you know, I died three times in the ambulance after my accident, and I think realizing how short life can be is obviously going to give you a big perspective shift. It makes you think about what's important in your life, and I also realized that I was very lucky to have the support network I had. So I wanted to recreate that for other people, people who'd been through trauma. Take people on challenges all over the world. So this year we're going to Morocco, Iceland, Nepal, and then we put in a 3-year development program which funds life coaching, retraining, therapy. I hope through what I'm doing and what we're doing with the charity and what our beneficiaries are proving can give anyone the hope that they can turn their life around, no matter how bleak it might seem in that moment.
Ding dong, it's delivery with a lesson about kids and smartphones. A mom in Texas thought her phone was locked, that if her 2-year-old son was doing anything on it, he'd be taking pictures. Wrong. He was placing an order for cheeseburgers. 31 of them. And with the $16 tip he added, the total came to more than $91. The little guy ate half a burger, leaving mom with an expensive but good story and 30 and a half cheeseburgers to give away. Let us look at this medium rare event pragmatically. When you catch up with the boy, you can't have beef with the plan the unyoung one cooked up. Oh yes, he might have mustered an order that cost a lot of bread, leaving his mom in a pickle. But once everything was said and well done, it was all unintentional. Today's shout-out takes us to Naples, Maine. It is great to see the students and teachers of Lake Region Middle School watching today. I'm Carl Azuz.